From many angles, the bridge looks good to an outsider. To the engineers and planners who decided a new bridge was needed, they look at a span built in 1911 and which has a series of giant concrete feet in the water which could be damaged or destroyed by high water. That's called scouring, and it can knock a bridge down. There will only be one pier in the river in the new bridge, which will be built right next to the current span to allow traffic to move relatively unrestricted by construction. Assemblyman Mickey Kearns says it's similar to what's being done to build the nearby Bailey Avenue Bridge. Kearns says it's a good investment of more than $10 million.
It's important that we're investing in our infrastructure, and that's going to make it more resilient to withstand some of the extreme weather conditions that we've had out in West Seneca dealing with flooding. And I think, too, when we mentioned improving the water flow to prevent future flooding, I think is very, very important.
The bridge has also been something of a traffic bottleneck in an area where there always seems heavy traffic on Harlem near Clinton, even when it's an off hour. Cheektowaga Assistant Police Chief Jim Spire says the bridge is right in a traffic problem area near Clinton Street, which has to be watched. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.